This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good morning, everyone. I hope a really practical tips session for you. I think if you've all spent the time and money coming along, you need to go home with something in your kit bag. So this is very much what we did, what went well, what didn't go well in terms of our involvement of our learners in the inspection process. And I know Roland is going to pick some of this up this afternoon, so I'm taking a very sort of case study approach. But I would just like to say to Neil Stewart, I think the fact that you've got practitioners talking to you is really good rather than theorists. And I have spent a considerable amount of my time since we were inspected. We were inspected in December last year. We were the first 157 college and the first large college to be inspected. Unexpectedly, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that. And I have gone out and about since. And I think you do have a currency for a short period of time after you've been inspected to go out and do that. And I think we're probably on the tail end of that now. This is Barnet College. We are large, we are urban, we're very diverse. We're multi-site, but what it doesn't say here is we were also building site. And we did have learners strewn to the four winds. I think it's inordinately difficult for inspectors to say that that is an outstanding experience for learners, particularly the two-year learners who never see a college. So if any of you are in temporary accommodation, you want some tips afterwards, I'd be very happy to help, because that is a challenge. And clearly we're in London, and just to show you whereabouts we are. So for those of you who are in between inspections, I doubt any of you are here because you've just been inspected last week. You're here because you're going to be inspected in a bit. So you're my inter-inspection group, and this is what I think you can do. Consolidate your best practice on learner voice. The 3 weeks of notice is not a good time to start. Do it now. And while Stephen says don't go around telling the students to tell the inspectors they feel safe, for goodness sake, ask them. And get in the habit of talking to your learners in corridors, in the cafe, anywhere you see them, and get the whole of your management teams, both your senior and your middle managers, to do the same. Because what you're doing is you're building up a culture where learners are quite used to people stopping them and asking them how it is. Not just, obviously, how safe they are, but what they think about their learning experience. And a good time to do it is now, not in the 3 weeks. We do use learner feedback in our observation process. An anonymous sheet is handed round, and learners are given the opportunity to feedback. And we have also started in our observation process, bumpy with UCU, about tracking the learner journey. So a learner is watched as they go through a day, rather than a specific teacher. And it's that sort of stuff you can do now. Brackets, UCU, close brackets. What are you doing with self-assessment and learners? How much of your self-assessment report is truly influenced by what your learners are saying? What sort of mechanisms have you got in place where what the learner is actually saying is ending up with some sort of quantitative analysis in your self-assessment report? I'm sure you're all doing that really well. I'll come back to it. And try and add value. This is just normal stuff that we should all be doing, but I think the new inspection regime has helped the emphasis. I now have lunch with learners once a month. I've tried everything, and the only thing that works is free pizza. We've tried sandwiches and healthy eating, and it doesn't work. We've tried people booking into sessions, and it doesn't work. I scoop them up off the corridors once a month, about 15 of them, and it has been inordinately valuable. Of course you're going to get something every time. We've got to do something about it. But it does give just that icing on the cake. in terms of how you're listening to your learners. We have very strong links with our corporation members, with individual subject sector areas, and again, those corporation members frequently talk to learners as part of their visit. And we involve our learners in all our strategic planning sessions, and they have their own strategic planning conferences through the year. So just some sort of added value tips there. And just quickly going through what we do around our learner voice, this is all on the slides. You can clearly look at it afterwards. We do surveys where obviously the quantitative analysis of them is dropped into the self-assessment report. If we pick issues up, we go and do focus groups. We use the sort of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire technology, where learners can vote anonymously on what they feel, and we get a fairly accurate response where we've gone in and had an issue. We find somebody just going in with a pad of paper and asking learners how it is has not been as effective. As I said, lunch with the principal, it's been going now about 18 months. Our conferences, we are only just getting a student union. Many of you probably have got student unions already. It's not been something that's been asked for at Barnet, but it's coming. We have one of our learners on the National Learner Panel. That's worth doing if you've got interest from your learners. And we have specific site representatives of learners. We then have experts in the areas that you can see there and special ambassadors. So the role of our learners in college life is fairly extensive. And I think the message to you is you can do all this sort of stuff whether you're going to be inspected or not, because it's just good stuff to do. Now, our preparation for inspection was pretty non-existent because we didn't think we were going to be inspected. So a slightly different scenario than Stephen has got. But on the assumption that some of you are sat there at your 4 years or you're thinking that you're going to get an inspection this year, rev up that whole learner voice. I really can't emphasise it enough. If you get your learners involved and you get your learners used to being asked by odd people in corridors, then they will be so much more confident when the inspectors arrive. And do make sure that you are continuing to sample the learner experience. I went through our enrolment process this year with two students from a neighbouring college who decided they would come to us because the neighbouring college wasn't as good, and I was with them for 4.5 hours. It was bleak, but there was nothing like the experience of doing it. So get your principal and your senior managers and yourselves out there and talking to them. Okay, notice of inspection. This is tip of the morning for your principal or any principals that are here. Tribal ring very frequently. They ring to sell things. So when they rang on the day in question, I wouldn't speak to them. And the PA was told to take a message. But of course, Tribal would not leave a message. So it was, in fact, 5 to 4 in the afternoon where I eventually grabbed the phone and rang them back, and the penny dropped. So that is just a tip for you. We were 6 months ahead of when we thought we would be inspected. Why? Because we're a big ESOL provider, and there are all sorts of complications with ESOL data. If any of you are ESOL providers, tips over coffee. We were asked at 5 to 4 on Friday to have a representative group of learners at the scoping meeting on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Now, you have to go some to do that because everybody's gone home. But we were asked, and I have found this has not been the experience everywhere, to have learners through every stage of the process. Now, we have quite cross UCU. It's one of the characteristics of Barnet. And they were on one of their disputes at the time, and it was actually quite challenging to explain this to the inspectorate with the learners there. And I did end up just talking about lecturers being cross. But if you can't prepare students for that scoping meeting, then you do have to think very much on your feet. So all of you have now got notice. Have a group of people ready, of learners ready, that can sit through the inspection process. We were asked for 4 or 5, that sort of number, bearing in mind we are quite a large college. And they were invited to the scoping meeting, and then they were invited to stay part of the process, which I'll share with you. Much excitement goes on around the emails. And the email you are to post up for employers and learners. And even more excitement was had by our Ofsted team when 9 of our learners out of the 16,000 replied. And the comments, the negative comments from one of those learners is actually in the inspection report. So you can see how it flows through. Use your confident groups of learners and rev up all the good stuff that you're doing anyway. We had learners at the Monday lunch and the principal's half hour, State of the Nation, learner groups, student governors, and then learners were at the Thursday feedback in the subject sector areas. So we were expected to have learners ready for that. And then after the inspection, do you make sure you tell them what happened through various mechanisms, MLE posters, etc., involve them in the action plans, and make sure that your student governors are involved. And I have brought with me 2 of our learners. These learners are not scripted. I talked to them about 3 weeks ago, and I think this gives you probably the clearest impact of the lasting positives around inspection of involving learners. I am conscious of the time, so I'm only going to show you a little bit of one of them.
I'm Alexander Hannam, and I'm a young photographer. I'd done the course at Barnet College. It was the national diploma, BTEC. The first year at Barnet College, there was an opportunity given where our tutor had approached us, and he'd given us the opportunity to get involved. We actually had to go around the classroom and vote. So what it was, we had to write on a piece of paper who we thought would be ideal. So everyone went round the class, everyone went round in groups. And I was nominated. I got the most votes, but then there was someone second case, so they were doing it with me. And we were doing it for the first year, but then the second year was when it really heated up, because in the second year, it was only me that got nominated. The other one thought, you know, I don't want to do it. That was when I heard about a rep extra. There was been a peer mentor. There was all these other opportunities where we were going to hotels, we were going and doing conferences, and that was where it really heated up. And there was even times when people, like, I think it was Ofsted, they came in to see how things were going, and I was speaking to all these people quite up there. And it was rather exciting, because I've always been that kind of person that can talk to people and get on very well. And it was also good for my photography, because I was networking with people and telling them about what I was doing. So it was just great, it was getting out there, being enthusiastic and networking with different people. I personally think, you know, other colleges should be inspected also, because you don't know what's going on. There's a lot of, you know, terms of policy and a lot of small print, but who knows that it's getting done? You know, a lot of stuff can be said, but who knows that it's getting checked up on? Like, safety of vulnerable students, that's important. And that was a big thing that was looked into by Ofsted. Yeah, how I heard about Ofsted, it was I heard that all these students were like, oh, these people are coming in. The students were kind of saying, oh, no, I'm going to have to wear my ID now and all this stuff. But it was quite fun, because as a peer mentor, I was encouraging them to wear their IDs and all that kind of stuff. So there was this big commotion about all these bigger people coming in with their suits. And everyone was a bit worried, but I was like, it's going to be fun. So what I was told about Ofsted was that they were inspectors that kind of looked at the crannies and the ifs and the buts and everything inside out. So it was a great opportunity to kind of be a good example, especially Barnet College. And because I was involved, all the teachers ran to me. They were like, oh, we need you to kind of speak, be the voice of the college. So I got involved. And what I know about Ofsted is that they're a company that go around and check, not just Barnet College, but they go around, like, various organisations. They check that things are in place, that things have been done. So yeah, I got involved by speaking to a kind lady, and I was telling her how I was involved in all the peer mentoring and Rep Extra, and it was great because she was like, oh wow, you know, you're very enthusiastic. So I was a good example to Barnet College. She asked me stuff, the kind of thing she asked me was, what have you gained from Barnet College? And the kind of things I was saying was that, as a photographer, my teacher, he's great. I also spoke about Frank. There's a security guard in Barnet College called Frank, and I was saying how he's very good at what he does, because as a security guard, he was always on people's cases about the IDs. Like most students were like, oh, you know, but he was still on their case. And he was also good at, you know, people were bringing food into the classrooms quite a lot, and he was always on their case, you know, in a good way. He'd done it in such a good way. And I spoke about him, you know, I commended him, and Ofsted really liked that. And I was also speaking about, because at the time there was like a building, there was a new building. It's done now, it's the new Wood Street building, check it out. It was being built, but we were still in the old kind of facilities. So I was talking about how they've done really well at using those facilities, you know, to squeezing everything out of it, and it was great. So I was telling her about the stuff I had done and how I had encouraged people. There's so many mixed races. No one is segregated, no one is put out, everyone's mixed, you know, and it's great. And I spoke my heart regarding what I am doing as a photographer. And I was also speaking about other students in the class. There was times when they would come to me about problems. And I told her, I'd done it to the point where I give examples of people coming to me. Like one thing that was said, a lot of people, they wanted a smoking shelter. So I brought that before the council. And then we had to judge what was more beneficial and what was needed. So that was some of the stuff. I really commended my tutor. Because I don't remember all the questions exactly, but she did ask me quite a bit about the service of like the teachers and the people that, basically the people you were engaging with. And I was talking about how even people that have learning disabilities, no one was left out. No one was left out. Everybody was considered, you know, because one thing that I learned from being a peer mentor is that everyone has a talent, everyone has an ability. And as peer mentors, we get trained how to bring that ability out of them by encouraging them, by giving them self-esteem, you know, like virtue, all these things. And it was great because I was talking about how my teacher really done that. She was more talking to me about myself, what I had done. But I did give examples of how we improved such things like attendance. And we give examples of how we commended students. Like if they were on time, we give them like the opportunity to get more printing credits or also opportunities to kind of win.
Right, I'm going to stop there because it'll go on the website. I've promised him, he wanted to come, I promised him. He's Alex Hannon, H-A-L-L-O-N. Check out his website. He's a BTEC National Diploma Photography student, has now progressed to HE. But this is him 10 months on, and he really wasn't scripted at all. The other video, which again you can look at on the website, is one of our student governors. So actually inspection does impact on learners in a way, in a much, much broader way than the panic of that three week notice sometimes remind us. Thank you.